Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 104.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast.
Learn jazz piano without all the guesswork.
Now, your host, Brendan Lowe.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, where we have one mission, that is to help as many interested people around the world learn and improve at jazz piano by providing structured and organized jazz piano education. I'm your host, as always, Brendan Lowe, and thank you so much for joining me on episode 104, where I'm going to be covering how to improvise with extensions and dive into that and do some exploration. So as you can probably tell, I'm a little bit sick. I am getting better, but please excuse me if I'm coughing or hacking or have to take a second during this episode. I'm going to keep it kind of short because I really can't talk for lengthy periods right now or else I just start dying, essentially, coughing up my lung. So in this episode, like I said, we're going to be talking about different extensions and the way to start to break out. You know, I've talked a lot about landing on chord tones, the use of chord tones, how important it is to land on chord tones and use them, but we're going to be going the other way now, right? We're going to be talking about landing and using non-chord tones, extensions, and anything that's not a chord tone, essentially, how to land on it, how to use it, and that's exactly what this episode's going to be about. Now, if you're just finding the Jazz Piano School podcast, you can go to jazzpianoschool.com to check out the website and the services and the courses that we offer, and we also have a new lab launch that's coming up, and again, these are going to be small upgrade formulas that you can quickly and easily use to kind of just instantly upgrade that one area of your playing. So I think these are going to be really, really useful. It's going to be like a library of different upgrade formulas that you can use. For more information on that, go to jazzpianoschool.com/lab launch. Okay. The practice materials involving the extension, the use of the extension, and some demonstrated improvisational lines and some samples can be found at jazzpianoschool.com/podcast. 104. Okay, so hopefully I don't cough too much in this episode, but with that being said, let's dive right in. So the first thing you want to do is start to develop a relationship with your extensions that you're using to solo over. And a lot of times people will know, for instance, if I play a D minor 7, I play an E, right? This is the 9. Now it takes a while to develop a bond between the extension and the sound that it creates over a chord, right? At this point in my playing, I mean, I know the type of feeling, the atmosphere that I can extract from different extensions, right? So the 9 is definitely a softer kind of, moody, like I think of blues, kind of like dark blues, different things like that. It's not tension, right? It's not giving me that like red, harsh red or orange feel that like a sharp 9 does over a dominant chord, right? Like that. That's not a soft blue, right? So just to give you that example. So we need to spend time with our extensions using them and just playing around with them, right? So just when you go to start implementing your extensions into your improvisation, not using upper structure triads, right? We can use different upper structure triads to implement into our improvisation, by using and outlining the chords, but I'm not talking about that. I want to really isolate and specify the single extensions that we can use to target particular colors. This is where you're going to get very, very advanced, and when your playing is going to start to really improve when you start to use these exercises, okay? So I'll spend a couple of minutes with my 9 just messing around with the color. I'll play it. I'll listen to it. I'll move around it. I'll move to the chord tones around it. I'll go down, right? I'll go down by a half step. Again, when you're playing this type of thing, you want to think to yourself, how does it make me feel? Like, do I like that sound? Do I not? Right? And there's no method to this, right? We're just trying to get used to the feeling of this extension and building a bond. We'll do some skips. Now, the 9 in particular, this is different for every chord, but since it's a half step below the third in a minor 7, it's a really nice way to use to go to the third in a minor 7, right? Or you don't have to, but I'm just saying necessarily, it's great for an approach to the third, especially to the 1 as well. We can move around the one and drop down into the one using our nine. If we don't use any sort of approaches, the nine can stand alone. You know, we can move up the triad. We can do one note. Go up to the nine again. And again, what I'm doing right now is just I'm just listening to the sounds and trying to kind of really like train my ear to hear the extension in the color that it's producing. And I'd recommend staying within one area like I just did and create little motifs, right? I didn't move too far away. I didn't stray too far away from the nine. Just see if you can do some small improv around the area of the nine using some of the chord, the notes in the chord scale or the chord. Excuse me. There was my first cough. Maybe change the chord, right? And again, I'm just playing a root position voicing here. You can play whatever voicing you want. That's also going to affect the sound, so I recommend doing that. I'll play my bass note down here, maybe jump up to a rootless voicing. You know, and I made a little jump there. I made sure that I kind of like put that in my memory bank. What did that sound like? I like that. So playing with the nine, that's a different sound, right? I don't really like that as much. That's okay. I like that kind of in different circumstances. So I really like the third, right, going through the 11 of the minor 7 as well from the 9. So once you spend, you know, some time with one chord, switch the chord, right? Different registers are going to create different feelings. They're going to give you different emotions to play with. So I'm playing in D, right? D minor 7. Maybe we go down to B flat minor 7, right? So my 9 is now the C. Create different textures with it. Start to play around with it. See how many different ways you can play that nine, right? So this is what you want to do. You want to spend the time, once you start to get used to the sound, start to use it or move around more, right? You're going to start to, break out of your box a little bit and create more movement, right? Then maybe you start to switch your key, right? So maybe you go to E, right? Maybe to F, right? And just spend time with it, right? You're really just developing a relationship and a bond with that note, okay? Then I would do the same thing for the 11, right? So I'm not going to go through all the extensions, but this is the process you're going to take, right? So back to my D minor 7, right? Now I have the 11. Thank you. right? So you're kind of just exploring. You're just creating here. There's no, you can change the time. There's no rules, right? Don't feel boxed into just doing something like you're going to make a mistake. You're not going to make a mistake. The only purpose of this is to develop a relationship with that sound and explore with that one in particular color that's affecting the harmonies in your core, okay? That's what the goal is. Excuse me, one sec. All right, so let's go to a dominant chord and start to switch up things. Now, once we start to do this, right, let's say I start to use a flat 9, especially in your left hand, you want to be aware of the extensions that you're playing with. So, for example, if I play a rootless G7 voicing, I'm not going to, I don't want to not reflect the extension that I'm using in my left hand. So I want to change my 9 to my flat 9 here when I'm playing around with that chord, right? Now you might say, well, what notes do I play? Like what? I'm trying to think of what people would ask, right? For your flat 9, essentially, you want to essentially play Mixolydian, but you just throw your flat 9 in there, right? So instead of regular Mixolydian, just make your 9 a flat 9. That will help just as a basic, a really basic structure to start out with. And again, just exploring that flat 9. So once you've spent time with a couple of these components, right, then start to try and use them in progression. Start to use them more naturally in your improv. So again, you don't always have to excuse me, that came out of nowhere. So you don't always have to, you know, obviously land on your chord tones. That's what I really kind of emphasized in the beginning. But as you start to get away from that, feel free to land on your 9s, on your flat 9s, right? So in a progression in 2-5-1, right, you might land on the flat 9 on the G7. And then because when we're doing that, that creates tension. And then we can resolve, right? You know, something like that, right? However you want to do it. But that, remember, your extensions, especially over your dominant chord, are going to create tension. Your 9s and 11s and 13s over your minor 7, they're not creating too much tension. Most of the tension you're going to find is over your dominant, right? But again, so when you land on your 9s, you know, that's not creating tension. It's just creating a mood necessarily. So if I were to do like a 2-5-1 in C and then do a 2-5-1 or in F, right, and I went to go land on my G minor 7, I might land on the A, right, the 9, or the C, the 11. Or if I just have two minor chords moving into each other, right? So I went back up to the 9. I started both lines with the 9. Right? And I went to the 11, right? 11. 11, right? So again, this exploration and the use of landing, you know, that sound right there is not, you know, that's getting outside of bebop. That's how you're going to take your playing to more of a modern level where you're using and self-expression as well. You're creating freedom through the use of these extensions, right? You're not just focusing on the equation of bebop, all right? You know, stuff like that, you know, just playing bebop lands all day, you know? I mean, if that's your style, go for it. I'm just saying this is how you start to break out, though, or the use of these colors. You're more kind of painting on a blank canvas, right? So with your dominant chords, or excuse me, extensions, right, start to go into your other extensions, your sharp 9. I wouldn't necessarily use the natural 9 like I just played with your sharp 9. Usually they'll go together in more of a half-whole scale, right? So if you don't know your half whole scale, it's really easy. You just go up a half step, whole step, half step, whole step, half step, whole step, half step, 12 step, right? So basically this will give you flat 9, sharp 9, natural 3, sharp 11, 5, natural 13, 7, 1. So when you're using that sharp 9, you're trying to play around with it. Especially when you're using the technique or exercise to stay in the same area, you can play around with all the notes in that half whole scale. That's a really cool sound. I was having fun there. So I'm using an altered voicing here, right? 7, sharp 9, 3, flat 13. Okay? And again, the flat 13 actually would... excuse me. Goodness. I'm so sorry about that. The flat 13 is coming from an altered voicing. If you're using your half whole, you could do this. So getting that natural 13 in there, or you can have your flat 13 in there as well, which is more of a just a regular altered sound, okay? So spend time with that. And again, start to slowly incorporate each one. So I just rush through a lot of different extensions, right? You're not going to do that. You want to spend like 1 week with one extension, right? And seriously, take your time. There's no rush, right? You're trying to really harness the power and atmosphere of each extension so you know the sound that it contains and you know it's, you know, where to use it, like a spice, right? I'm not going to put like, you know, I don't know, I'm not the best cooker, but again, like I'm not going to put a lot of cinnamon in like a spicy dish or something. Maybe you would, but I'm trying to think of an analogy, you know, for all the cookers out there, right? You wouldn't take like cayenne pepper and just throw a bunch of that into some more of a neutral kind of just softer dish, right? You got to know when to use these extensions. Like sharp 9 is a very extension, right? So in more of a softer, mellower, loungy type, like your 9s and 11s are going to be better for that, right? Over your minor 7 chords, over your dominant chords, your flat 9s are very nice, your natural 13s. Again, this kind of sharp 9 is really going to be, it's going to make a ping, right? You know, so by developing a relationship, you're really going to start to understand those components. Now, like I said, just incorporate that one thing. Start to do it through a progression after you spent time with it. So maybe you just do a 2-5-1-6, right? And then just keep looping it. So 1-2-3-4. I'll use my 9 on the minor here. If I was using my flat 13, that's where I'd start to kind of have some fun with my flat 13 over my dominant chord, right? There's my flat 13. And there's my 9 again over the C major 7. Again, if you're using, I'd recommend isolating your extensions to just one chord at a time or one chord quality, meaning just minor 7s. So just practice your minor 7s with the 9. Then just practice your dominants with the 9, right? Just practice all your major 7s. Then start to use your 9s in combination with like a 2-5-1 or a 2-5-1-6 like I was just doing, right? So I just hit all the 9s, right? Let me see. Right, so 9. So 9. Okay, so that's how you want to start to play around with those kind of things. And again, start if you've kind of spent a lot of time with bebop and approach notes, just forget that. We're just creating melodies and lines through self-expression. We're not creating bebop lines and approach notes. We're not worried about landing on chord tones. We're not worried about kind of starting with a chord tone or landing on a chord tone or using our bebop equation, right? We're just creating melodies that are nice to listen to the ear, right? That I'd be like, oh, that's sweet. That's a nice melody. I really like that. It really flows together. It connects, right? So even if you do it, start slow. Excuse me. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. That's all you need, right? Made a very nice line just using nines, right? Right? That's all I did. I wasn't using any sort of like tricks or like, you know, approach notes, altered scales, all this theory knowledge. I just used the nines, right, to create an amazing melody. And that's what music's about, right? I think we get lost sometimes trying to use all this fancy stuff. But if I just did that, that's a great line. Like, I'd be like, oh man, like that person, like, wow, you know, he knows what's up. Rather than playing just like a whole bunch of stuff I didn't remember, I would remember that line. That's very lyrical and melodic, right? If I left a gig and I heard someone play that, I'd be like, I could sing that back in my car, you know? So I think that's all I got in me, guys. I'm sorry. But again, hopefully that helps break it down and isolate each extension that you have over your minor sevenths, your dominants, your major sevenths, and other types of chords as well. Your minor seven flat fives, maybe your diminished, however you want to do it. You know, you can use your sharp five over your major sevens and stuff like that. Any sort of extension that you know or you are aware of, start to isolate that. Spend time, build a relationship with that extension. And then start to implement it into your progressions and make nice melodies with it. And then you can start to progress it and use it, come outside the box from there and expand. I guarantee this will help your improv so much when you start to do this. You'll start creating melodies and lyrical lines with those types of extensions throughout all of your playing. Okay? I hope you enjoyed that. I'm going to go get some tea or something. But until I talk to you next time, happy practicing.